6 days ago, I almost died.
Damn.
Yeah.
And that's how that shit opens.
Yep. And I almost died at the hand of some dumb white bitch.
Okay. There's got to be a better way to phrase that.
Well, I looked into her eyes and there clearly wasn't many thoughts behind it because her idea of a joke was almost killing me.
I mean, was it funny?
No, I didn't think it was. Well, the rest of my bike ride was just me thinking about mortality.
You're like, oh, I'm so close to mortality every day.
How so much, if I died last week, so much humor would have been robbed from the world for her shitty joke.
But a lot of humor would be created.
I don't know.
I want you to know, if you like died in an accident, I feel like there'd be a lot of jokes.
I don't think there would be.
I don't know if that makes you feel better or not.
At the hands of a dumb white bitch.
Damn. It's just a way to phrase it, really.
I was riding, like, in the curb. And you know when the car goes into the curb to park?
Yeah.
She was doing that, but she was speeding up to 60. She saw me around the corner. And I'm like, oh, this person must be trying to park, even though this is kind of crazy that they're going that fast.
Very fast.
So I start going to the center of the road, and she just swerves around me. And I'm like, if either of us messed up that at all, I would be dead. Mind you, it was a very wide road. It was the one near Ben's house that goes to the pub. Curved one.
Yeah.
You could fit 5 cars along that thing.
I think this is what you deserve for riding a bike.
Yeah, that's what Ben said too. And then he said, kill all cyclists.
Wow, okay.
And I was just like...
Ben can
not just that. Let me show you what he did. You know how you can animate emojis?
Yeah.
Can you guess what he animated with emojis?
Bike. Or skull.
He had... whatever this is.
The crazy... So, it's the guy on the bike, a knife, and then the crazy laughing kind of face.
Ben be making this face recently and it makes me hate him.
I've been hitting the tongue shake a lot recently.
Yeah, everyone has been. He has been sending me horrible, horrible reels.
Yeah.
And I will say to him, the brain rot has gotten to your head. This isn't funny anymore. You are losing your grip with reality. And he'll just send back narrow brain and then he'll send me more shitty reels. His sense of humor is dying because of Instagram reels.
It could be so much worse for you.
What do you mean?
It's so bad for me. You know the only reels I'm getting at the moment?
What?
Are reels by RyanFan27. And I get the same 5 every day from 8 different people.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
I see the Instagram pop-up says, sent by reel by RyanFan27. And it's always some heinous shit.
Do you react to them?
I just say you're a bad, bad man. That's what I say. Because Josh has been sending some heinous ones.
The first fan account I saw was the Josh fan.
Yeah,
one.
I've seen Josh. Yeah, Josh fan was the first one. I'm like, this is funny. I sent it to Josh. And now the joke's being played on me and it's not funny anymore. Doesn't make me happy. We recorded a while ago.
It was a month ago.
Yeah. Hey, we say we'd be consistent. We don't. But you know what?
We're busy.
Such is life. Such is life. Oh, well. We're still doing it. We still think about it. It's not like it just leaves our mind. We're like, oh, we probably should have recorded.
Yeah, that's right.
And then we don't.
So moving on from me almost dying.
Yeah.
Do you think that shoplifting is based? Wait, let me find out what the fine for it is first. I think it's either $800 or $8,000. Queens? Yeah, go on.
I don't think you should steal. However, price gouging... is real. That's a real thing. I mean, if you're doing it, and then like if you get caught, and you start abusing the poor worker.
Oh yeah, no, that's not cool.
Then yeah, fuck yourself. Like that's just
if
you do it without being a nuisance or rude to the other customers or workers, fine. Yeah, you know what? Play on.
Because yesterday in Sydney, I was going a bit brazy.
Aww.
It started off with me taking this $5 chocolate bar from a really...
I don't want this next to me. I feel like I'm... what's the word to a crime?
Accomplice.
No.
Associate.
No.
I don't know the word,
it's like,
man.
It's like equipment. I'm...
Oh, I know the... Yeah, I know the word you're trying to find.
What's the word?
Makes you... Fuck. I'm blanking on the word as well. Anyway, we were at this shopping place and there was this really expensive like Whole Foods sale kind of like, you know what I mean? Like they didn't sell any name
accessory.
Accessory. To, well,
that's it.
You're not going to like the way this... so I started with... they were like, oh, what did you buy?
You'd be
like
arrested and you gave the police my name or something.
I'm like, no. I'll be like, I bought this protein cookie dough bar. So I pulled them out and Riley's like, what did you get? And I'm like, I bought this one and I didn't buy this one. And this was the and then he daps me up. I'm like, all right. I'm getting my money woof.
You're just a criminal.
I am. And then the next thing, we were walking around these markets and there was this stall with some pretty fly shirts in it.
Yeah.
They were like minimal. They were called Wolf Dog or something. Wolf Dog.
Yeah.
They had like Patagonia stripes along it.
Yeah.
And I was looking at the shirts and there was no one there. And I was like, man, I really want to take this because there's no one here. Wait. And then I'm like, hey, Riley, what are the odds I do that? And then he asked me, what are the odds you just do it? And I'm like, 6. And we go 3, 2, 1, and we both say 3. And I'm like, well, I guess we're going to, I guess I'm about to hit a 5-finger discount. And then he's like, well, me and Truey are going to walk away, so we're not a part of this. I'm like, all right. I go up to it's like in this little, marquee thing.
Yeah.
And the way he set up the shop is if I'm inside of it, all of the
it all makes sense now.
Wait, what? I figured someone would have told you about my what?
Let me get it up real quick. Keep telling your story.
So all of his racks of clothes were set up in such a way that I could stand in it and no one would see me. And I'm like, great. So I get the shirt off the coat hanger and I'm about to put it in my bag and walk away. And this old fucking man walks up to me and he's like, Hey, I got 2 shirts earlier and I only paid for one of them. And I paid in cash and I was like, oh, okay. Do you want to settle that right now? I start role playing being the clerk. I'm like, if he pays in cash again, he tells me the items he got. He's about to give me $90 in cash and I have cash on me. I can give him change. And I'm like, yeah, man. No. Yeah, we'll fix this. And then what he fucking does is he's like, I got a receipt in my email. He goes to his email and he's old. So he's like scrolling around like 10 times more than he has to. He goes to the email, big font. You know when you make the font big on your phone so yeah, you scroll forever? Yeah. He's scrolling. He's let me find it. He's eventually like, see, look, this says 60. I owe you like 150 or something. And I'm like, that is a $90 difference. You are right, sir. Would you like to rectify this now? And then since he wasted so much time, I could have had cash. He could have given me money, right? Since he took so long, this fucking, this beanpole motherfucker blondie in glasses pulls up. He's like, oh, hello. And then he's the guy who runs the store. I'm like, ah. Not only did this old man's slowness jip me out of taking his money, I also didn't get to take the shirt and pocket it yet. So I was just like, I walk away and Riley and Chewy are standing there. Since they walked away and turned around and look at some other cool shirts and they come back and turn around and see old man talking to me, they thought I had been caught by the vendor and I was paying the guy because I was getting my wallet out.
Yeah, is this it?
Yeah. That is the so that green shirt guy. So
yeah, I've been sent a Mitchell, Mitchell. I've been sent a photo of Mitchell in like a pop up tent with a bunch of shirts around.
Wait,
him.
Am I in it?
Yeah, you're behind them, smiling, looking at the camera.
Oh,
it's Mitchell.
You see that one hanging on the thing?
Yeah,
that's the one I was going to take.
It's Mitchell's
was nice.
Head, and
it
then and then there's like 2 random guys standing there,
and they're just looking at his phone, and I'm just like, shit.
Oh,
I still had a window of opportunity where the vendor was distracted enough with that old man that I could have done it. And I was like, game's not game. No, if there's a guy here.
I'm sorry. If you actually did take that old man's money, I don't think I could talk to you.
Really?
That's too far.
Because...
You're just taking money from
No, because
poor
I'm not,
man.
Because I'm not. The man thinks that I work there. Fool number one.
No, sorry. But you're not giving the money to the company. You're just taking it from this old man.
Yeah, but it's not like he's going to pay for the shirt 3 times. He's not going to be like, oh shit, wait, you run the store. I'll pay you again. He's just going to walk away feeling like he's not going to know anything. He will be none the wiser.
Oh, it doesn't matter if he's wiser. Think about yourself, your own morals and ethics here.
Okay. Does he, who got away with a free shirt, have to come back and pay for it?
I mean, okay, yeah, it's his choice. If he feels bad and he goes, fair enough.
I am wearing the girls' night shirt and he has seen the crack pipe on the back of it. He cannot possibly think I work there.
He sees a young man with an interesting shirt on in a place that sells interesting shirts. What do you mean?
Anyway, no. As the day goes on.
No, that's...
I go from a $5 up.
This is just a local business of a guy making a shirt and you've got to steal his shirt anyway?
Yeah, I chose not to. I looked at the guy and I was like, I can't do that to this guy.
Nah, you're a fucking criminal. You're a wrong one. There's more. I don't like this. Oh no.
For the rest of my what's the word? Crime. It's all against big business.
I just know Troy was staying there feeling bad.
What? Troy didn't like it.
I just knew he would have been standing there just go like, I don't like this.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I don't think he knew about it until... Riley would have told him.
Yeah, no, if Truy found out while this was happening, he would have just dipped. And I would have as well.
Yeah, I don't
blame you.
Because
I don't want to be a part of this. This is bad.
I went.
You're just a bad guy.
I am a bad guy. I went into a Starbucks and I got a cool mug.
Okay. It's interesting where I draw the line. Because you're stealing the mug from Starbucks.
It was a $30 mug. It was...
Oh, Jesus Christ. $30? Holy shit.
I did it right in front of one of the store. I did it right in front of the register guy. He didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, that guy's probably...
Mind you, I also did buy a drink from the Starbucks.
That guy probably just deals with some shit. He's like, you know what? I don't care.
Hey, I didn't steal the $80 Chemex brewing thing. I couldn't move. I don't think.
It's funny where I draw the line because stealing like a pint glass at a bar or a pub, funny. I remember going
every time. I was like, check it out. Riley looks at it, he's like, nice. And he taps me. I'm like, I'm outside the Starbucks being like, look what I just got.
I remember going on a pub crawl once and we're sitting there at the bar and they have all these, you know, those bar bats, like the advertising ones.
Yeah. You took one of them?
So there was a Vodka Cruiser one and we're like, this is awesome. This is awesome.
Was it red or pink?
Pink.
Okay, yeah.
And it was like,
that's fire.
The bar was empty. It was like the 15 of us on a pub crawl. And like five old man regulars. So the bartenders have their hands full with us.
Yeah.
And I'm at the far end of the bar and I'm with one of the other people and she's there with her handbag. It's a big bag and I'm like,
Was it dry? I would hate to be in the spot.
It was sopping wet. So I'm there trying to like, I'm trying to drag it off and the water's creating this friction with the rubber and the top of the counter. I finally get it off, loud noise. It's like halfway in the bag and one of the old men goes, I saw that. And I'm like, huh? And I turn around. I'm like, what'd you see?
This is where men are made.
He's like, that bar mat, you're stealing from this place. I'm like, it's a cool bar. I'm like, I'm very drunk.
No. You say with full confidence in his eyes, fuck off, old cunt. And then
I folded under pressure. I was like,
put it back?
No. But in this time, the bartender had obviously heard something. She came over. She's like, where'd this bar mat go? And she just looks at me.
Oh, no.
And she's like, if you put it back on the table right now, I won't. Bar you from getting any more drinks. And I'm like, okay.
I feel like that's worth it. If she threatened to call the police, it's not worth it because the fine is $862.
I was on a pub crawl. I didn't want to get barred.
No, that isn't even shoplifting. That's just theft.
Now think about it, it probably would have been worth it because I think we got kicked out later by one of the other guys.
So it didn't matter.
She would have felt bad.
She probably would have asked for it back.
Yeah, no.
But I have my mug.
Yeah. That is the closest I've ever come to stealing.
Yeah?
I've never once stolen anything from...
I mean, that's... Well, what is a bar mat? What is this one? What does it cost?
Oh, I've got no idea. We got this for free.
Oh.
Well, it was not stolen. This was a gift. This bar mat was a gift.
Yeah. No, I figured that. I figured it was a gift or paid for.
I've just never had the... I feel like if I tried to, I would get all like... My adrenaline would spike through the roof and I'd start freaking out.
No, I was very calm.
Yeah, but we're different.
On all of it.
We are different people.
Yeah.
I think I'd freak out. I don't think I've ever stolen anything. Even like if I've gone to a bar and it's been real busy and my drinks are there and they've just given me my drinks, I've stolen there and be like, oh, I need to pay. Because
I mean, I have accidentally walked out of the store with something before and walked back in to pay for it. Yeah. I've also, someone had dropped like $100 out of their wallet onto the ground. Like literally like a Skyrim NPC, like a fucking idiot. Yeah. And I was just like, ma'am, you dropped your money.
I've found a couple wallets, but I've usually found the person and given it back because it's usually been within like a couple seconds that they've dropped it.
No joke, fell right out of her butt, right in front of me. Yeah. Oh, here's your money, you dumbass. I so should have taken it.
No, but you know what that makes me happy? Because the amount of times I've dropped stuff and someone's handed it to me, I'm like, you know what?
Yeah, no, I'm going to get my comeuppance at some point. I'm going to get bad karma.
Want a raptor squad to come through your door. That'd be awesome.
A raptor squad?
Do you know what a raptor squad is?
Is that a police thing?
Yeah.
Well, I am admitting to but, these but, crimes
but,
on the internet.
But they usually do with high profile, I think. I don't know.
Anyways.
Well, I know that 1-4 singing about raptor squad.
Later that day, I got my wallet fixed. Did you know about my wallet breaking?
Yeah, you did. You told me about this. Oh, you got it fixed?
Yeah, I just went into an RM store and I was like, hey, does this cover the warranty? And he went back in the back and emailed my shitty email that's bad and they fixed it.
Awesome.
They just gave me a new one. It's black, but I like the black anyway.
Okay, fair enough.
Later that day.
That is a dark cloud.
Yeah, I was watching it. It's just rain.
Yeah. Where it's apparently getting a cyclone.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Oztag's just going to be postponed for a while.
Hey, if uni gets cancelled for it, some classes? Oh, cheers.
So we were in a Culture Kings.
Why have you just put a hat on me?
Well, it's a cool hat, right?
It is a very cool hat. I'm actually very jealous
of it. So, just about everyone, I think Julian and Corey bought a shirt. I put that hat on and walked up the escalator and left.
I instantly took the hat off. I don't want to have any kind of benefits from your thievery.
I wasn't going to give it to you. I knew you would take it off immediately as I said that.
I wondered why you put it on me.
And they were like, so later after we like walked out, we went through Rebel, we went through Uniqlo in this fucking place. I put it on Corey's head and he's like, oh, this is a cool hat. And he like looks at it, he's like, yeah, this is cool. And then he like changes how tight it is or whatever, that big head. And then he's like, oh, how much was it? And I was like, oh, you know, it was like $45. I never said I paid for it. But then Julian is immediately like, they were $55. Do you have a receipt for that, Mitchell? I'm like, no.
I like how they've caught up with your bullshit and they're instantly sick of it. I'm like, I agree.
Oh,
I
mean, it costs that much. I didn't pay that much for it. Later on, they were like, you fucking thief. And I was like, well, they didn't ask me to pay for it. And then Julie's like, they didn't fucking pay us. I was going to fucking pay for it either. And I'm like, yeah, but yours had the magnetic thing on it. You didn't have a choice.
What happened to you when you went to Sydney?
I hated it. It was fucking hot. Sydney, more like Midney. It was actually... Yeah. Dude, mind you, all I wanted to do was go to Chinatown. We didn't go to Chinatown.
No.
I wanted a cool view of the Harbour Bridge.
Hey, can you speak into the microphone consistently?
At the same... No, I'm having a good time.
Keep your fucking microphone. Hey,
it's
going
to be my
mouth.
Problem when I have to edit it later.
Yeah, no, but I've got to listen to it right now.
Mind you, I wanted to see a really cool view of the bridge and the house because I think that's all Sydney really has.
It's got some other things, but yeah. That is the main tourist attraction.
That was almost impossible to do because there was a big fuck off cruise ship in Circular Quay. So you could see one but not the other at the same time. I'm like, well, this fucking sucks. And apparently the businesses that cruise ship being there, while it brings people just don't want to hang out as much at the businesses nearby because they can't see both at the same time.
I mean,
if that's all your city has and people want to see it and they can't, that's kind of lame.
Okay, they're the botanical. Did you go to the botanical gardens?
No.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Well, we're going back in a month.
We are. But we're only there for like 2 days.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm flying out Monday morning at 5 a.m.
Bro, I'm on the 5 a.m. Sunday morning. I'm going to shoot myself.
We also don't have a place to stay. So like the...
What?
We're staying the... everyone's leaving Sunday.
Except for...
Me.
You. Just you.
So I'm just going to carry my shit around. I'm going to put it at the airport baggage thing. There's a baggage guy who will put your baggage in a wall and hide it from everyone.
Yeah.
And then I'm just going to probably not sleep and stay at the airport until my fiver thing in the morning because I'm not getting more accommodation.
Is Sydney Airport 24 hours?
I fucking hope so. The trains go there almost 24 hours, so yeah.
I don't know.
If they kick me out, I'm not going to leave.
No, like, I don't think the airport closes.
No, I don't think it does. Most airports don't they?
No, yeah, but like, I don't think anything's going to be open. But I don't think that's a...
So do you want me to stop doing the shoplifting thing?
Yes.
All right, I'm sorry for hurting your feelings then.
Oh, actually, if it's not around me, I'm fine. I don't want to be involved.
Well, what is a brand? I'm the one who is taking the risk. If the police come, so I've done my research. The shop owner can detain me until a cop comes to fine me $100. Unless I get away. They're not allowed to follow me, which I think is really interesting.
Sydney Airport is not open 24 hours.
Oh, fuck.
It is a curfew between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m.
How the fuck am I going to get there for a 5 in the morning flight? That doesn't make any sense. Wait, what? Let me check.
Sorry. 4 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Okay.
Terminal 2 domestic and Terminal 3 domestic open every day from 4 a.m. to 11 p.m. The airport's terminals are closed to the public overnight for security reasons.
What? I'm not going to steal from the airport. That doesn't make any sense.
Wait.
What can I do at an airport at 12 in the morning?
I don't know. It's security reasons.
That's whack. That's really whack.
Yeah.
Well, I'll drop my bags off anyway, and then I'll fucking walk around the streets with the homeless people.
There's a lot around Sydney Airport. It's been a long time since I've been to Sydney.
There was some... Dude. Just in the middle of the walkway of the train station, a guy was just sleeping.
Yeah.
On the ground. And he was asleep, and he had his money cup there, and I said to Corey, game, he does not know game. You've got to put that away before you fall asleep. What if another homeless person comes and robs you?
Yeah. Well, I hope it's a homeless person, not just a random home-owning person. That would be fucked up.
That would be fucked up. But that, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I mean...
So what's the takeaway? Shoplifting is not based?
Oh, well...
Sexy Miles.
It's a thing that you've done.
I'm not going to stop.
Okay.
Not until...
My views do not align with him.
Not until I have shoplifted the amount of money I'm down gambling.
Jesus Christ.
I'm only down about 2 to 4K.
2 to 4 is a big range.
Well, okay, wait. So at the casino it's 2, and then on Sportsbet it's 200. Have I gambled anything? Does League of Legends count?
I don't think so.
If League of Legends... Okay, so it's more like 2.5K. Boom. Yeah. I've already chipped away $100 of that.
Good for you. Fair enough.
And then dumb Corey and Ben were trying to tell me it's only impressive if I shoplift something I can't buy, physically can't buy. And I'm like, what am I going to... How do I shoplift something you can't buy? It's not in a shop.
Wait, do they mean something you can't afford?
No. I said, do you mean something I can't afford? And they're like, no, I mean something money can't buy. And I was like, what do you fucking want me to take the moon like Gru? What do you mean?
Yeah, that is odd.
What is something you can't buy?
I mean, I guess you can't buy shopping baskets from the store.
I've sold heaps of those.
Oh, damn.
2.
Those are very different.
Milk. Well, I feel like the average number for humans is 0. So I think any amount greater than 1 is a lot.
Yeah.
Milk
okay.
crates. I've taken plenty of them.
Yeah.
I like how they say you will be prosecuted on the side for taking.
You will be prosecuted.
Yeah.
But I don't think they really care because I remember one place I used to work. Like it's illegal to steal wooden pallets from places, but we would just keep them out the back. So.
Don't people who just drive trucks just take them as they need them? They're not allowed to take the blue ones because they're made out of different material or something.
I don't know because it's weird.
Something like that.
We always had the pallets always had to be separated and they were very particular on which ones they picked up from what I remember. It was odd. Oh, well. But I'm going away from your topic of stealing.
Fine.
I want to talk
then.
About... I think I say it every episode, the bi-monthly episode.
What, the footy?
Rugby's back.
Rugby is back.
Rugby is back.
Is it back in a big way?
Well, Super Rugby, specifically Super Rugby, has had, I would say, resurgence, especially for the Australian teams. We did lose at the end of the year, the Melbourne Rebels. They are no longer around. They financially collapsed. So a lot of players from that team got bought by the other Australian clubs. And it has caused a lot of Australian clubs now to have a lot of depth, which is a very good thing. And for the first time since 2010, the opening round, all the Australian teams went undefeated, which was nice. We also had round two, Queensland played finally and won. Won 56-36 and we scored 56 points with only 30% possession. And 30% of field possession as well, like
that's
territory.
Pretty impressive.
Because I would say 20 minutes into the first half, we got yellow card after yellow card after yellow card. But we held out Moana.
We were proper naughty boys.
We were like 20 metres from our own try line and held out Moana for 20 minutes. And we had something, by the 30th minute, we already had 104 tackles.
Damn.
It was very good. It's very, rugby's back. It's back in a big way. I'm currently looking for flights because I might go to Sydney and see Reds versus Waratahs. Because I think that would be awesome.
It would be the only thing in Sydney worth seeing.
You saw Denzel Curry.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
We're going to see Dua Lipa.
We are going to see Dua Lipa.
Sydney time. The year before was Melbourne time. Then I went to Brisbane once, and Brisbane's a hole.
I like Brisbane more. It's smaller. I think Sydney's problem is it's too spread out.
It's been a long time since I've been to Sydney. I enjoyed it when I was a kid. So I think I'll enjoy it again.
Yeah, okay. Well, I reckon...
I still think Melbourne's number one. I think
Melbourne is number one.
Melbourne just is the goat of Australian cities.
Yeah, probably is. I haven't been... I think Sydney will be better the second time around because there's like 10 of us or 11 of us going.
I would like to go to Perth.
Perth's really nice.
Adelaide, I'll go at some point.
This mosh was ridiculous.
Yeah, so I saw the videos of the mosh pit when you guys went on the weekend. I thought Ben was going to die.
Yeah, I don't know how he didn't hurt his hand very much, but I got to like the front.
Oh, you took those photos.
Yeah, I took these photos. I got to the front. I got like the TV off diet thing.
Yeah.
I got all of that, basically.
That's pretty cool.
It cut out before just the end because I fat fingered stopped recording, but.
Okay, I didn't realize it was because I saw the photo you posted on. Holy shit. I saw the photo you posted on your Twitter.
Yeah, this one. I took that.
And
those
I was like,
pretty
oh, that's-
good. Live photos.
I thought that was like a professional photo, but that was you. That's fair enough.
I got to the front. There were too many kids there.
Really?
Too many kids. It was very hot and very sweaty.
Yeah, well,
and eventually I would go to 45 degrees when the mosh like pushes. I can't believe I didn't fall over. But my shoe got untied and I physically couldn't bend over to tie it back up. So I just kept having to kick my foot in the air to get people to stop standing on my shoelace. But it was really good. It was very much worth it. I don't think the Dua Lipa mosh will be anything like it at all.
No.
I think the great thing will be we can just march to the front. Because at one point I went out to piss and I came back and I was just like yelling, Riley! Riley! And I was just like pushing through people. And some guy was like, I know what you're doing. And I'm like, I'm looking for Riley!
Yeah, I remember that at Post Malone. I like went to the toilet and I was coming back and I'm like, my group's right there. And they're like, Nah. And I had to call out. And I remember because you're wearing a bright orange shirt.
Yeah.
I was like, that guy with the orange shirt right there. And they're like, yeah, how do you know him? I'm like, I'm fucking staying with him. It's my mate. What do you mean?
I was making such good waves. I had like three people just following me. I kept turning around looking for Rat. And these guys were just like, keep going, bro. I love your work. I'm just following you.
I remember, that happened when we were leaving Post Malone as well. I turned into a warship.
Yeah.
I was dividing the people.
So we're going to piss off everyone in the
I don't want to do
in
that.
In the Dua Lipa mosh.
I don't care about being at the front of Dua Lipa.
Oh,
mosh
I do.
Oh, Jesus.
She's so pretty, bro. Yeah. Don't you want to be at the front? We paid. These tickets were expensive. Yeah. They're the most expensive concert tickets I've ever bought.
Bro, were the Post Malone ones more?
No. How
much should we spend on these tickets? I can't remember now. It was a while ago. I'll tell
you the exact amount. Oh, since I bought five of them, I spent $1,100.
Yeah, okay, you got paid back for them.
No, I know, but like I think that's the biggest. Oh, no, it's not. My computer was. But these are most certainly, I'm pretty sure, the most expensive. Let me find them. Do I have ticket tape? I can't even remember. Yes.
Oh, yeah. You've also got to send us the tickets at some point.
I have.
Oh, you have. That's right.
Let me find it.
It's on Ticket Tech, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, if I go to Important, I'll find it. It's in the ballpark of 200. Oh, excuse me. 200 and was it this one? Oh, they're only 203 each.
Yeah.
I swear Denzel was not Denzel.
Postman was like 300.
Really?
Yeah, those mosh pit ones we got were like
300. I don't remember spending that much. Oh well. Oh, I'm opening up this chocolate bar.
I don't. You must have sent this ticket, but I don't remember it at all. Unless I'm just blind.
Oh, this looks nice. Do you want some of this?
Yeah, okay, I'll have a piece.
This is the one I paid for. The other one is the one I stole, but it cost the same. My...
Yeah.
What's it called? Tony's Chocolony.
I mean, like, I'm keen for...
There's Sydney. Almonds in this. Yeah.
The concert, I'm like, okay, it'll be cool, but...
It'll just be the Kmart soundtrack. It's going to be great.
But I'm keen for Sydney. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Mm.
It's going to be interesting how we're going to organize things because I'm not with you guys. And I'm quite a distance away.
The train... Okay. Their train system may be the best in Australia. You can just tap with your phone. And it's a dollar on, a dollar off for everything. So the brand
I'm trying not to chew into my microphone.
Is Tony's Chocolate Only. We have a almond, dark chocolate, sea salt.
Oh, I got a bit of sea salt.
It's quite nice, actually. One of the few chocolate companies who don't use child slave labor.
Yeah. No, Tridney. Tridney, fuck me.
Yeah, Midney.
Sydney.
Midney.
Has a pretty good train system. They just said they metro, but they've been having a lot of train strikes.
Yeah, we went a week after they started. We're very lucky it wasn't on while we were there.
Well, I think they've ceased it for now.
Mm.
Oh. Because they've been going on for a bit. But, like, that's what I'm also thinking. I'm like, how are we going to... But I remember Brisbane, you could tap on and off with your phone.
You can?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because that's how I got onto the train.
Was that recently?
Yeah, that was when we went for Travis.
Oh, they must have caught up.
Yeah.
It like was not I, like that when I went. Because
I was like, oh, I'm going to have to get like a ticket. But Truey was like, oh, just tap on with your like your card.
Okay. Well, it wasn't like that when I went there last. So.
You're holding a star player
this
card.
This is a star player card. It has my phone number on. No, it doesn't.
You went to the star.
Oh, yeah. You know how annoying it was to. So. I realized that they like print your photo onto the back of this.
Yeah.
And it's a proper card.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep it. And we're going back there. So you can get one of these too.
Yeah, I'll go to the star.
But I kept trying to take a photo like a with your tongue out.
And it'd just be like, no.
It would scan and be like, you can't do this. And yeah. Eventually this lady comes around and I'm doing it. And she says, oh, it won't like that. Ha, ha, ha. And I'm like, well, then there's no point in getting this card. Because I went there to watch Corey run up like $100. I had $5 in cash on me and I was like, well, I'm not going to get a surcharge at this ATM. So I put $5 in. I was on the electronic roulette and it didn't like tell you the minimum bets for things. So I was betting like red and black and over and under, right? With $5. I would win the bet. It wouldn't pay me anything. Or I'd lose the bet and it wouldn't pay me anything. It would just give me the $5. I'm like, I fucking hate this. I put it on a third and I won it. I got to 15 and then I lost it all immediately. And I was like, oh, that's a shame. I look over, Corey's doubled his 100 to 2. And I'm like, I fucking hate this place already.
Yeah, I still remember that would never leave my mind when the electronic roulette tables at the Crayon. And I remember the enjoyment of getting... And then I remember just sitting there, like hands on my face at the machine, just like,
I remember
turning
over to see you do that. It was very funny.
But, I was very drunk as well.
Walking into this place, it was very hard. You can't go to the Crown in Sydney because there's a three-day wait for anti-crime. It's also horrible for the tourists. But
oh, yeah, yeah.
So
you can only go to the Star.
Yeah, and apparently the Star's dying anyway, even though it's the only one the tourists can go to. I walk in. I have my sunnies on. I'm ready to be told to take them off. I have my do-rag on my head. I pull up this Indian guy. Who works there? Take that off! He just points at me and screams. And me and Corey is just like, whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah, I would have taken it off if you, like, you could have just pointed at me. You could, bro, he didn't have to scream and point at my, take that off.
Oh, Jesus, I would have jumped.
I, Well, I was just like, yeah, man, chill. But I took it off and I put on my clear specs. Oh, no, I didn't yet. I had it on my neck. Corey didn't get metal detected, but I got wandered with the metal detector.
Yeah.
And then I go to the guy and he takes my license and he types some shit in and he takes a photo of my face. And then he's like, do you have a second form of ID, like bank card or Medicare? And I'm like, do you need it? And he's like, yes. And I'm like, oh, okay. He takes my Suncorp card and he looks at it and he puts it line to line with my driver's license and looks at my face and back of the cards like three times. Did the mic pick any of that up?
I've got no idea.
Yeah, he takes my two cards and he puts them next to each other and looks at my face a bunch and looks at the cards a bunch. And I'm just like, I'm sorry, I had a do-rag on. I didn't know it was that fucking serious, bro.
Bro was searching. He was looking for any kind of reason not to let you in.
He's like, you can't wear that in here. And I'm like, okay, can I wear my specs? Can I wear clear ones? And he's like, yes, but not sunglasses. And I'm like, can I better go punt $5? I promise you it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I don't get it. They have your ID. Why? I don't get it. They know what I look like and they've taken a photo of me. I'm pretty sure with their floor that has thousands of cameras on it,
yeah, I can wear my bandana
on my head.
I don't think I've ever seen that happen. Like the getting your secondary form of ID.
No. They got Corey's too, so they weren't like picking on me. That's just the way it works.
That is odd.
I thought it was very stupid.
I would not be handing them my bank card.
Yeah, well, I didn't. As cool as my wallet is, it's very hard to get my Medicare card out.
Yeah, I would give them my Medicare card. I'm like, you're not getting my bank card as well. I don't trust just handing that over.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that is a very odd. Two forms of ID.
Yeah. Do you know what tone indicators are?
Turn indicators?
Tone indicators.
No. Wait.
Do you want to play a fun little game?
Okay. What is the fun little game?
I read them to you and you guess what they mean.
Okay.
All right. So I'll give you a freebie one. It's like when someone writes something, I think they're from Tumblr or Twitter. I don't know.
Oh, like kind of like genre.
So it'll be like slash SRS. And that means the sentence you have just written is serious.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yep. I know what you mean now.
So you know what these are? All right. Yep. You ready? Slash X, SX or slash X.
Wait. So either slash SX or slash.
It means the same thing apparently.
Sex.
Sexual intent.
Oh, okay. what the fuck?
All right. Slash IJ.
What?
Dude, I relearned about these the other day and I was just reading through all of the like lists of them and I was just like, I think these are for autistic people, but they're really, some of them are really fucking dumb.
IJ.
Yeah. This is because this is like some Gen Z.
I'm not going to think of like injunction for some reason.
Oh, well, it's inside joke.
Jesus. Yep.
All right, here's an easy one. Slash HJ. Did you think of hand job?
Yes.
Oh, it's not that. Oh. In fact, it's probably dumber than that. It is dumber than that.
Hungry Jacks.
Half joking.
Yep.
How? Okay. Tell me how could anything can be said half joking? This is the one I think is the dumbest.
I'm only half joking
because you're either joking or you're not joking.
I'm only half joking.
Yeah.
That's like saying I don't mean to offend you. Oh, no offense, but
really?
Yeah, it's like you're really ugly. I'm only half joking.
Whatever. Like, it's still stupid.
Like you're just insulting them.
Okay, one more. This one is also really stupid. Oh no, there's a couple more actually. Slash NM.
NM?
NM.
Oh, this is, I'm not going to get any of these.
You might get the...
Does M mean maturity?
Nope.
Oh. N mean nude?
Nope.
Okay, I've got no clue.
Not mad.
What the fuck? fuck?
What the fuck does anyone have to type where they have to say I'm not mad? It's like you're either
mad or you're not.
No, I know, but being like I fucking hate a certain race of people. NM. What the what?
Half joking.
I'm half joking.
It's still just like, yeah, you just hate, you're just a racist, you're a xenophobic. Like,
or like, I don't like that, I don't know, you like complain about something on the internet and then say NM. It's like, it's almost like it's redundant.
It's like when you flame, it's like when someone's trying to flame you in League and you're like, you're old and 14, they're like, yeah, I'm not mad.
Settle down, pup. It is exactly like that.
Settle down, little pup.
Right. Last one. This one doesn't just say what it is. It has brackets to further explain what it means.
Oh, what?
And it's the only three-letter one. Oh, there's a few three-letter ones. You ready? /NBH.
Now be honest.
Nope. It is nobody here. Bracket for when you're vaguing someone in event.
Wait, so you vaguely talking.
I think it's for when you're venting to the to the void. I think is what that is meant to say.
Yeah, I don't like this. I hate this.
Yeah, I don't like him either. Not passive aggressive. Not subtweeting.
Maybe. Just don't write it in a passive aggressive way.
Oh, you ready?
Maybe slash just change nav. How you're going to write.
Not event. Example. Work has been so busy. /nav. What is not venting?
Like people who only communicate through Discord messages.
Yeah. I think this is actually a Twitter thing.
This is.
You can say /neg or /pos for negative connotation and positive connotation.
This is chronically online.
It is chronically online. It is. /CB, clickbait.
I hate this. Can we get away from this? I hate this so much.
Look at this type of person who uses them.
Oh, geez. Yep. Okay.
You've seen enough?
Yep. I've seen what all I needed.
Yeah. So I'm so happy I re-remembered those the other day and they pissed me off.
Yeah.
Do you reckon end of the year goal, do you want to do a triathlon with me? Not a full one, like a half one.
Wait. What even's a half one?
Huh? Oh, how far is it? Half triathlon. Oh, never mind. It's a sprint. A 750 swim, a 20K bike, and a 5K run. That's pretty doable. Or in the Olympic one. Oh, it went up here. It disappeared. What?
I ain't doing a triathlon.
Okay, fine. I'll do one on my own.
I believe I'll cheer you on.
I don't think I want to do it with a bunch of people, though. I think I just want to do it myself.
Fair enough.
At the beach, I reckon.
So, a couple of things have happened the past couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Drake released an album.
Did you listen to any of it? I listened to the first song.
I listened to the first song.
Oh, wait, did I talk to you about this?
I have only seen the I Want to Meet Your Madre.
That's the one I listened
to.
I listened to that fully at work. I was like, do you want to listen to this, Will? And Will's like, I mean, if you want to.
And all I've seen are people are reacting to it, and it's...
I was just laughing the whole time that Spanish song was playing.
It's just very odd. It was not good.
Yeah, because it sounded like a kid who just learned Spanish and had to like do a presentation.
Yeah, it's like...
To meet your madre and your padre, and fuck you.
It's like if
pay your taxes.
I remember in my Japanese lessons at school, we had to do like these simulations.
Yeah.
Or like buying something at the store or like talking to someone. And it reminded me of that.
It was so pisshead,
the bits
bro.
That I've seen.
Wait, was it the first song? I saw a clip of him saying, fuck a beef, I want the party to be hyped. Did he say that on the first song?
Yeah, there was something like that was said. And I was like, awesome.
Oh, he just took the fattest L.
Like, I don't.
He
like
took he the fattest, have. Steamiest dump like, on his chest and then ate it.
I think if he just said nothing, it would have been better.
I don't think but I feel like with the rap, like with the way it is, I don't think you can say nothing. I think he had to reply to some degree.
Because then it's just constantly him being shit on and him just saying nothing.
Or then mind you, the last song in the beef was the one he dropped. It was the Heart Part 6.
I don't even remember that one.
No, it was bad. It was the one where he makes fun, you know Mother I Sober?
Yeah.
It's the one where he made fun of that.
That's right.
And he completely misunderstood the song. And he,
because
yeah, and he fucked
before
it.
That, Push Ups and Family Matters were actually decent. Well, I mean,
I like the beat on Push Ups and Family Matters, the middle verse where he was just shooting at everybody. Cut that whole thing and it would have been a better song. Because I think the middle verse was like 3 minutes long.
Yeah, it's long.
Mind you, I've only listened to both of those songs once.
Yeah,
I was not a big fan of them.
Like they're not great, but they're better than what's come out.
Meet the Grams and Euphoria ended that man's career. And Not Like Us is just a dance on his grave.
Yeah. Euphoria is awesome. Euphoria is great.
Yeah.
I remember listening, because that came out when me and you were at uni, and you're like, have you heard Euphoria yet?
Yeah.
And I was like, no. And I sat there listening to it. I was just like, oh.
Family Matters dropped at home.
Yeah.
And I jump on my, I lay on bed, and I'm like, oh, that was, well, I guess that happened because I watched it on the TV.
Yeah.
I lay down on bed, I open YouTube, Kendrick Lamar has dropped 1 minute ago.
Yeah.
And it was Meet the Grams. He didn't even let him breathe, bro. That shit was hard.
I remember sitting in a call on Discord, and it's like, oh, Family Matters. And we're like, oh, this is okay. And then I'm just looking, and I'm like, huh, Meet the Grams. And I was like, damn, this is crazy.
He murdered that man.
And then after that, I was like, okay, and I went to go see Miles. And then when I was with Miles, Not Like Us dropped. I was like, oh, wow. This has been a day. This has been a day of music. But yeah, it just wasn't great. I mean, on the subject of music, do you have an album of the week?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Do you want me to say mine?
Yes.
So mine is Then You Pray For Me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
I was just going through different albums and listening to them. So I listened to Alfredo again because I just love that album.
Ooh.
And Then You Pray For Me.
Back to that.
And then The Ride. And then also How Do You Sleep At Night and Hella. And that's why I messaged you and Riley asking for a... Night?
Who's that by?
Deezo Touchdown.
Oh, that one, yes. And then who's Hella?
Hella's by 1999. Right, the future.
Oh, that one, yes. The Emoji Total album, yes.
Because I was like, damn, I'm just listening to a lot of albums at the moment. So I was like, so I asked you and Riley gave me Low End Theory.
Have you never heard that before?
No, by A Tribe Called Quest. And then you gave me Perfect Fantasy.
Yeah, by Earth Gang.
Which I didn't get to listen to yet.
That's okay.
But I like Low End Theory.
Low End Theory is really good. Their other albums are also really good.
Great.
I think 88, you're talking about Hella, I think 88 Rising are dropping soon.
Oh.
Because a single came out with... Yuha and Warren Hugh, and I'm going to listen to that on the way home, I reckon.
Yeah. Okay.
I think my album of the week would have to be, it'd be a Mark Homie album. It would be Pray for Haiti.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
A very nice album. Really expensive. All of his physicals are very expensive. But, oh my God.
Damn.
Can you plug it in? We are running out of battery fast on this laptop.
Damn, it just went from 13% to 12%.
Yeah, yeah. I'll just run through the albums that came out since we last recorded because there have been a few. I've probably forgotten some of them, but Larry June, 2 Chainz, and Alchemist dropped Life is Beautiful. Banging album, very nice. It's a vibe. I think there may be one or two misses on it, if you could even call them that. Quality album. Zalupas and Real Bad Man dropped Dear Psilocybin, which is also, it's also a mad vibe of an album. Yeah. That's like the one I took from the uni. It just has a little bit more. Dear Psilocybin, really good vibes. If I could describe it at all, if you could do take drugs and listen to music, this would be the album. It is very melancholic, bars, production, all quality. And then a cool indie thing I found is called This Won't Be the Last Time. That also came out very recently. And it's like male bedroom rock. I don't know what you'd call it. I don't know how to genre it, but it's really good. It's at 11% now. Dude, my fucking phone, oh my God. The flight back from Sydney was so painful because my phone was on like 6% the whole time. And then as we landed and I'm about to text my dad that I've landed, it died. And I was like, oh, no phone on the way home. But yeah.
So how did you get picked up?
Oh, he picked me. He was already there.
Oh, okay.
But I was looking at him on Live 360 and he was on the way and then my phone died and I was like, oh, that's great.
Unfortunate.
Yeah. Our two albums of the week are by Westside Gunn and Mac Homie.
Yep.
They have a very good collab track together called Margiela Split Toes.
Let me just look it up right now.
It's off of one of the Hitler Wears Hermes albums. The new Westside Gunn album is also really good. That came out. It's called 12. It's also good. But yeah, that is this last fortnight in music.
Yeah,
I probably forgot. Oh, do you think Playboi Carti is going to actually drop?
No.
Bro, they're Spotify billboards. He can't just pull the plug on a Spotify sponsored.
I don't think he cares.
I know, I don't think he cares. I don't know how he... I guess he gets enough streams that he doesn't have to.
Oh, yeah, he would be just making constant.
Hmm. What do you think of Kanye's Nazi publicity stunt?
I don't think it's a publicity stunt.
I don't know. He's trying to paint it that it is. Like, he does it before every album rollout. But his album rollout is basically him tweeting things.
I think there are better ways to roll out your album.
Certainly.
I think he's just lost it.
No, he has just lost it.
He's just lost it.
I had to fucking block him. I was sick of seeing him on Twitter.
I don't think... The old buddy made graduation, I just don't think works anymore.
No, if he never did drop Vultures and Donda and he kept dropping quality projects, I think he could get away with what he's saying.
Oh, I mean, there would still be, his music would still be highly respected, but yeah, like.
It's like, who's the guy who made the Gooba? Who made Gooba?
6ix9ine?
Yeah, him. He... did a bunch of things and pissed people off and he could basically say whatever he wanted because he was dropping good music. And then he stopped dropping good music and then they didn't like him anymore.
Yeah.
I think it's the same with Kanye because he's always said crazy things.
Yeah.
I think he's been openly a Nazi for a very long time, but he was still dropping good music when he started being a Nazi, so no one cared. But now that he was dropping stinkers... And hidden air balls.
Which I don't have people like, oh, but Vultures 2 and Vultures 1 are so good.
No, they're not.
They're not. They're both just shit.
I think his last good song was on Vultures 1.
Could I make something better? Probably not.
Hmm.
But.
I don't know. Vultures 2 is pretty bad.
Yeah. It's just. I just don't.
Yeah, just don't but now, now his. I don't know. I don't think even if Bully is the best album he's ever dropped, it's come back from a ball.
No. I think he's crossed
the line.
What's the other word? What's the point of no return? What, there's another word for it. Rubicon.
The Rubicon?
Rubicon's point of no return.
Yeah.
And that's because the Rubicon was a river. In ancient. Was it when Alex the Great?
He's passed the event horizon of the black hole.
Yeah, it was. No, sorry, was it Alex of Macedonia?
Is it in Egypt?
No, I think it's when. I want to say it's when Macedonia, like Alex the Great.
North Macedonia?
Of Macedonia. Was he of North Macedonia or.
Albania.
Albania.
That's the one next to
it. Fight over.
Is that rain?
That's rain. That's a heavy rain.
Great. I can't wait for the council to use this as an excuse to not mow the fucking Oztag fields.
Yeah. That does suck because it's now been delayed for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, this is the third. It's meant to be on Wednesday. I don't think it will be.
No.
What else did I have written down?
But, what I was going to say. So I've got a couple things. It's been a big 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's been a big, Feb. Start off with my birthday. Had a party.
I don't remember half of it, so it was the a party.
I have big messages. It might have been the greatest of all time. It might be up there.
We just played drinking games until we were all blind.
I think that's great. I think that's an awesome way to do it. I think people had fun. I think the way people talk about it now, everyone's like, host another one. I'm like, damn, let me rest. Because it takes a surprising amount of effort to do those. I don't know why.
Yeah, I need to clean up the house so I can actually have people over for a party.
But we had a lot of fun. People got very drunk.
Mm.
Some people got very drunk that I've never seen that drunk before. I'm not going to reveal them. They can have their anonymity. Fair enough.
I know who they are.
But the people who are there know. The people who should know, know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was good. And then, 5th of February, I believe, I open up YouTube and I see a video posted from Rooster Teeth 1 hour ago. And I saw it. And I was like, oh, Rooster Teeth. And I was like, huh?
I thought they didn't exist anymore.
Yes. Like 8 months ago, they closed. Their company shut down.
Mm.
And so it turns out, and then I saw it, and it is just this video of in the parking lot of a Tesla pulling up. And then a man walking into the old studios. He turns on the light, and it's one of the previous owners who had sold his shares of Rooster Teeth for millions of dollars. And he's just bought back Rooster Teeth. It's back.
For less or for more?
For a lot less.
Is it Bruce Green?
No.
Then I don't know.
It's Bernie Burns.
If I saw his face, I'd know.
Yeah, he's one of the original creators. And he bought it back, and I was kind of just like, holy shit. And I saw that and I was like, okay, that's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
Even if like...
Wait, didn't they keep doing the podcast they were doing? Or did they stop that too?
No, they stopped it. The people who were doing the podcast changed because the podcast crew changed and I stopped listening then because I used to listen to it, but with a different crew on it.
Am I picturing... Was there one called Funhouse? Is that what I'm thinking of?
Yeah, Funhouse was part of it.
Okay, right.
But Funhouse became like their own entity, I think.
Right, okay.
Is how it happened. So, and like, of course, Rooster Teeth didn't get all their shows back. Like, they bought the podcast back.
Mm-hmm.
He bought Red versus Blue, but I don't think they can do a lot with Red versus Blue because they finished it. They couldn't buy back Ruby because Viz bought Ruby.
Viz.
I was just like, oh, this is interesting. I remember seeing that. I was like, okay. And then I'm just going through. And there's this guy posting, like, the next couple animes coming in a couple months. And I'm like, okay, let's have a look. Anything cool? And I see The Beginning After the End in 2 months. The Beginning After the End is one of my favorite web novels of all time. I somehow missed 3 months ago them announcing it was going to be an anime.
Wait, it's a Rooster Teeth anime?
No. Oh. This is just a different. This is a Crunchyroll. He's doing this. And I was just like, this is very interesting. And I got Luke to start reading it. And every day Luke is like, this is very good. And I was very happy when you messaged me a couple of days ago for how the book has gone crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Happy to know. That's good to know.
Mm.
It's good. Definitely picks up. But no. And you know it's also back?
Well.
Back in a big way. Fortnite.
I hate this.
Fortnite's back. Fortnite is back, baby.
I played one game of Fortnite with you, duos.
Fortnite's awesome.
This fucking teleporting shogun appears in the sky.
Oh, that's right.
There's people dashing with swords.
Yeah.
You can have slave boys.
Yeah.
I miss the old Fortnite.
You can play the old Fortnite.
No, you can. Wait, is it build?
No, there's build and no build for it.
Okay. I'm only going to play OG build Fortnite.
Build?
Yeah.
We're getting shit on in build.
I don't give a fuck. I was never good at building back in the day anyway, and I got Vic Roy's.
Yeah, but why would you not want to do no build? Where it's...
I don't know. It's just like getting shot and not being instantly able to build a little TPE is kind of like...
Yeah, I mean, I'll play build with you. I'll do
okay.
It.
Okay. I'm going to play on controller.
Yeah, I might need to plug in a controller.
Yeah, I might. No, building on the keyboard is fucking miserable.
I just remember having the ramps on the bumpers.
Yeah.
Like a whole B, ramps on bumpers, walls on triggers.
Yeah. No, it I think it just makes sense because I do not enjoy the new Fortnite. I finally logged in. I lost all of my skins, so there's like less of an incentive to play even more.
Yeah.
I don't have John Wick or Spaceman anymore.
No, fair enough.
Or any of my cool shit.
I like running around as Baymax. It's just fun. And I've been like, I got the, you know, the popular dance on the Weeknd song?
The popular
dance? You know, you remember the song Popular by The Weeknd?
Oh, with Madonna or something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's a dance
to
that. Yeah, I bought that. Because I had V-Bucks burning a hole in my pocket.
Dude, I have some fucking Riot money burning a hole in my pocket. I want...
Yeah, I know, because Luke's been playing on your account, and every time he sees it, he's like, man, what if I just spent it? I'm like, you probably shouldn't.
No, you probably shouldn't. That was my birthday shit for my sister. I bought one skin, and now I'm waiting for a good one to come out. That new Mordekaiser one looks mid.
And it's 250.
And it's 250. The new Draven one looks mid. I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
I understand
that they weren't making as much money as they should be. So
no, they were making plenty of money.
No, but like, weren't they also spending a lot? They like the new CEO fired a bunch of people, introduced the idea of these gacha skins, and removed hex chests. And now he's happy that they're making enough money.
But it's annoying because we're getting the... So they're like, oh, yeah, but you're getting... So the good thing was like, oh, if you're getting a free skin in the pass.
Yeah, they're removing the...
in the pass of mid.
Yeah, they are.
Well, they're not great. I think that...
You still have to buy the pass, right, to get them? Yeah. No,
but if you can get a... You get a free one from the pass if you don't own it.
I should have screenshot it. There was a stat. Before and after the hex chest removal... I think 16% of players stopped playing, and it was many millions.
Yeah.
It was either 6 or 16.
Currently, I think every Riot event, there are people there shouting, give us a hex chest back.
And mind you, League makes the most money out of all of Riot's endeavors, and if League stops making them this much money, because the whales are no
longer guess
happy,
what, Valorant? It affects you as well.
It affects Valorant. It affects all of their games. It affects their anime, I think.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's been made. Yeah, like making it the next couple of seasons. Yeah, they lose that money.
It affects them heavily, so I feel like they should just please the people. I
wouldn't be surprised if they
I'm sitting on like 26 unopened chests, and I'm not opening them.
Way people are talking about Hextech chests coming, needing to come back, I'd like they'll come back. I've got no
I think they'll have to come back. I don't think you can ignore your community as hard as they seem to be.
No matter as greedy, like you just lose so much.
Yeah.
Like
you don't even normally get good skins out of them. It's just they're nice
sometimes. Sometimes I'm like, oh, yay, an Eternal series. I've got to disenchant.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, cool. It's like Hextech chest. Awesome. There's that 1% chance that you get something. The little gambler monkey in your brain starts spinning.
Yeah.
But no.
Like it will when we go to the Star in Sydney.
Yeah.
And they yell at me again to take off my accessories.
Because I haven't played League for the past couple days, but then...
Neither have I.
Yes, not yesterday, the day before.
Mm.
Well, both days I've actually played a lot of League with a different group of people.
Mm.
And it's been very interesting. It's been fun.
Are they good?
They're good. They're decent.
Okay.
Not as good as like Luke or Miles and
me.
Like Josh and David. Not you, don't worry.
I'm so good. What do you mean?
But
what do you mean? My GP?
We had this game where we logged in and I'm like, huh, we've got a Pike Jungle on our team. This Pike was the devil's strongest soldier. He went 1-17.
Oh.
At 40 minutes, he still had his 600 true damage smite.
Oh. See, I'm better than
that. At 20 minutes, he was level 4.
Yeah, I'm better than that, too.
He was not good.
Was he drunk?
We
was
still
it nighttime?
Won. No, he just didn't respond to anything. I think he was a computer.
Oh.
He didn't respond to any like messages or any kind of input.
He was almost a part of dead internet theory game.
It was, yeah, it was kind of just like, damn, this is the devil's strongest soldier, but we still won.
That's pretty impressive.
Just off the three of us, but it took a lot.
Interesting.
And then...
I mean, you run into those every now and then.
Yeah, you
again.
Run in. And you know what? That makes the game fun sometimes because you're like, oh. Well,
I fucking hate when that happens.
It's like, it can't be worse.
Mm. I've been in, what have I been playing? Monkeys?
I've been playing a bit of Monkeys.
All right, well, we got to fight a boss.
I'm down. I just don't know. I kind of know what I'm doing, but
you just need to upgrade your things.
Yeah,
you need
to
unlock
doing.
The things. current boss is fucked because if you hit him with fire, he gets stronger. You can't.
I've been unlocking the monkeys and upgrading them.
Yeah. I think the last one you get is like the beast guy. I think. I can't remember. The beast handle is cool. He can go through walls.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I haven't. But I don't know like what's the quickest way to do it?
I don't know. You just play.
Oh, okay.
You just play. I don't think there's a fast way to do it at all.
Fair enough.
You can look at the missions and get monkey money, and that'll help you get the heroes.
Yeah, I've got some monkey. I haven't spent any monkey money.
You want to be spending it on heroes, and then eventually you'll have to be spending it on the knowledge tree. But
they're upgrades.
I'm like level 124, and I have not finished a knowledge tree.
Okay.
Well, that one takes time because you have to level up to get that.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
What's the time? I think I have to go pick up my mother.
Monster Hunter comes out soon.
I don't think I'll play that, but I will play Bioshock.
I don't know if my PC is going to be able to run it.
It probably will.
I did the beta version, and I was getting 40 frames.
Oh.
It was cooked. Well, but that is also unoptimized and everything, so.
I'll play Bioshock when it comes out.
There's a Bioshock game coming?
There is. There was a cool song on the trailer by JVB, which is the only reason I found out about it.
Which I'm keen for Witcher 4 this year.
Yeah. Is that like Red Dead Redemption? Is it just a movie?
No.
Okay. Different.
I prefer The Witcher over Red Dead.
Okay.
I think The Witcher is just a lot more fun.
When I have enough spare money, because I can't shoplift it, I'm going to have to buy the Donkey Kong game.
Oh, that's right, the Donkey Kong game.
But we'll be playing that. I just need to get it.
I'm down.
I think it's $69.
Okay.
I'll get it the week after I get back from Brisbane. I'm going to Brisbane to see Peggy next week.
That's right, yeah. You're going like every couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Next week's lecture recess.
Yeah, so I'm not going to feel guilty about not doing work. I just need to do more assignments tomorrow.
Yeah.
And the day after.
I've liked our uni dates.
Yeah.
I've liked spending the day at Mitchell, the day at uni with Mitchell.
There were people in the thesis room. There's just a bunch of girls in it and they don't talk and it's a vibe killer. I don't like it.
Were you in there?
Yeah, I walked in there and they all looked at me and then looked away and I was like, oh, fucking meerkats.
Yeah.
And I was just doing work and it's just not the same as when all the lads
Zane gave me his D&D book.
Yeah, I see that.
Because he sent a message to the group chat. He's like, does anyone want this? I'm just going to throw it out. And I'm like, I'll take it. Because the boys want me to make a D&D campaign because I would like to DM.
I would like to play D&D.
So
I can savagely fuck everything.
I've got a general idea at the moment of what I'm going to do.
I need the tutorial on how to actually play it. I kind of know how to play it.
I'm just going
to
steal. So I don't know whether to do it in person. In person would be the funnest.
In person would be the, like, we just meet once a month. I have dice.
But there are these really cool, like, people have put in time for these online versions.
True.
But it's kind of just like it's kind of like tabletop simulator in a way.
Yeah.
And that'd be cool to get it, like.
I still think it'd be better in person.
I think in person would be better.
Yeah.
But I was like, if the Melbourne boys are that interested, it'd be fun to do with them. But yeah.
Mm.
And so what I'm working on at the moment, that is my project. A D&D story. You're making your beats and your tape that is coming out at some point.
Yes.
You say the end of this year?
Hopefully. Hopefully.
And hopefully by the end of this year, I'll have a campaign made. That means I've got to stop recommending books.
Why?
Because I don't think I'm just going to steal. I'm not going to. Not everything's going to be from books, but.
Oh, right. I see.
Some general things. But I could do it differently, I guess. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to stop recommending books. I'm going to keep giving people books. Then I've got to find the books again. Oh, well.
It'll be fine.
But yeah. That's been the episode.
That has been an episode.
Unfinished. It's.
I need a dip in a few minutes.
Probably like an hour and 10.
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to edit this after. Cutting down. On Wednesday, probably.
Yeah. That's all good. Well, see you guys.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye.